We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Busy time of year, early voting starts Saturday. What is it most that you want Erie County residents to know ahead of the early voting period?
Well, we're going to ask the voters to come to the early voting sites if they're able. They have a full 10 days to go and cast their ballots, so not everybody has to rush on the first day. And we're asking them to please be courteous and considerate of the other voters and the poll workers. We're going to ask the voters, if at all medically possible, please wear a mask and practice social distancing. We'll get you in and out as quickly as possible with as few lines as possible.
Can you talk about the absentee numbers you just went over with me before we started the conversation?
Right. So far, we have mailed over 93,000 ballots to voters that have decided to cast their votes by mail this year. We have over 51,000 ballots back already received by the Board of Elections, which will be counted, as part of the official tally. The ability to request mail-in ballots is still open. And it's open until next Tuesday. The most efficient way, of course, is to go online at our website and request a mail-in ballot by the use of our web portal. It takes less than 2 minutes, and your ballot gets processed within 24 hours and gets shipped to you. So there's still time to request a ballot by mail.
To return a ballot, when's the deadline for mailing?
There are a number of ways to return the ballot. We have enclosed within the packet is a return envelope. You can put a stamp on it and drop it in the mailbox as long as it's postmarked as of the day of the election and received by the Board of Elections up to 13 days after it will be counted. You can drop off your ballot at one of the early voting sites, any one of the 37 early voting sites that we have across the county. On any one of the early voting days, or you can go and hand it in at the polls on election day. So there are a number of ways you can return your mail-in ballot.
You talked about the absentee numbers. You said about 75% of people who request mail-in ballots actually return them. Talk about the sheer numbers this year compared to past years for the general election and what you're kind of forecasting this year.
Right. The process that we utilize this year is the same as we've utilized in the past. It's just really that the volume has changed. In a presidential election year, which is the highest election years where we have returns of absentee ballots, we normally get between 24 and 26,000 ballots. We've doubled that already, and there's still more to come. When we did the primary election this year and we had the request for the COVID-19 mail-in ballots, we received somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 to 75% of all the parties returned the ballot. So that's across the board, Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, blanks, all returned their ballots at about the same percentage. which was 75%. So if there were no more requests, we'd still be expecting to receive another 25 to 26,000 ballots. However, we are receiving requests each day in the neighborhood of about 1,000 requests. So that will continue on to Tuesday. And if there is any hesitancy on the part of any voter in Erie County to either show up at an early voting site or to show up to vote on Election Day, yet they want to exercise their franchise, we ask them to utilize our web portal and make a request for a mail-in ballot.
Judging by the areas around the country that we're already starting to see returns as far as turnout, and I mean the absentee ballot is probably a good indication as well, do you anticipate this will be an unprecedented year in terms of voter turnout in Erie County? And if so, do you highly recommend that people take advantage of the early voting period so there's really no issue on Election Day?
Yes, in presidential election years in Erie County, we generally do have very good turnout and very high turnout. The addition of the 10 days of early voting and the 37 sites that Erie County has established, which is more than any county in the state, and the hours which we establish, which are more than what's required by the state law, and that is being from noon to 9 on weekdays and noon to 6 p.m. on weekends, gives a lot of opportunity to voters to come in to cast their vote early and also to be not having to stand in line. You know, we expect a rush of early voters on Saturday. It doesn't necessarily have to be Saturday. You've got, you know, until the following Sunday to go and cast your ballot early. And, of course, you have the ability to cast ballots on Election Day. The fact that we've received so many absentee ballot requests and so many ballots having been returned already should also help to alleviate any lines that we have on early voting or on Election Day as well. We also have the ability here at the Board of Elections to determine what sites are busy and what sites aren't, what are the prime times and what aren't, you know, as voting starts. So if somebody says, I only have a few minutes and I want to know what sites in Erie County don't have a line, we can generally guide you in that direction. You know, we're asking voters to please be patient, please exercise consideration of other voters and our election workers. Our election workers have all been trained in trying to minimize any exposure to COVID-19 to keep the lines moving. And the use of the electronic poll books at all the early voting sites will help to speed up the lines considerably. One other thing that we've done in Erie County, which isn't the practice of many of the counties in the state, is that we aren't designating an early voting site which you have to go to. So any one of the 37 early voting sites in Erie County that's convenient for you, you can go to. So if you're shopping in Chickawaga but you live in Lancaster, you can stop at the Chickawaga site. If you work in Buffalo and you live out in Newstead, you can go and pick one of the 9 sites in Buffalo to cast a ballot. So we've tried to make it as convenient and widespread as possible.
Are you at all concerned about what is expected to be the sheer volume that we're expecting to get this week?
No, in the primary election, one of the things that is noteworthy is that both Commissioner Zellner and I at the Erie County Board was the first board in New York State to allow for mail-in voting due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So we actually had a month jump on the state in setting up procedures and how this was going to occur. We feel very confident in our ability to count the ballots. We feel very confident in the ability to handle the volumes. And it's just a matter, and the procedures that we've established are, we think, very sound to make sure that people don't end up voting twice, that there's no fraud in the process at all. And while all the results won't be final on election day, once we tally all the votes, we feel that's going to be an accurate tally and something that the voters in Erie County can have great confidence in.
Is there anything else that you would like to add, anything I may have missed?
No, if anybody has any questions with regard to their ability to be registered or where they vote, any one of the early voting sites where they are or where their polling place is on election day, they can check our website, www.elections.erie.gov, or call the Board of Elections and we'll be happy to assist you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.